The debate provided a chance for Republicans to gloat. They didn't want to pass the tech tax in the first place. Senate Republican leader Bruce Tarr of Gloucester.
Madam President, today is Corrections Day. We can correct this mistake of trying to impose a tax on our innovation economy, trying to impose a tax on one of the most promising sectors as we seek to recover from a recession. And we will welcome others to the table today in making that correction.
Tarr's message, the Republicans were right and the Democrats were wrong. Senate Ways and Means Chairman Democrat Stephen Brewer of Barrie said even a broken clock is right twice a day. He then recited newspaper headlines about positive economic developments in the state.
I know that the party in opposition would like to make sure that everything was really bad so that they can get to the corner office, so they can get to other places.
The vote in the end was 58-0. The tax was part of a major transportation funding bill. The repeal, which leaves a $160 million hole in the bill, now heads to the governor. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.